There's no AB Dauji. He's currently overseas, so we don't have the big picture program, but we will, continue with various other discussions this Friday morning, keeping it as spiritual as possible. Previously, we discussed the du'as of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we spoke about the two aspects of wudu, when the human body is cleaned and internal purity is achieved. Allah creates a light in the heart and the soul of a person. If a non-Muslim performs every act of wudu, like rinsing the mouth, nose, washing the hands, face, wiping the head, then he will clean his limbs, but he will not achieve that internal purity. The Muslim not only cleans his body, but also gets a light in his soul, which purifies him. So before beginning wudu, it is necessary for us to form an intention. If you don't have a wudu, yes, your intention, your wudu will be valid, yet you won't receive that secret light and blessing. And you can make multiple wudus, multiple intentions for something. One action can have multiple intentions. That is the beauty of the deen of Islam. So what you should say, I'm abiding by Allah's command and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, and that's why I'm making wudu. I'm doing wudu to perform ibadah for the sake of Allah. Before beginning wudu, one must say Bismillah in full, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized upon it. He said, if anyone makes wudu after taking Allah's name, that is saying Bismillah, then becomes a means of purity for all his limbs. And if he makes wudu without saying Bismillah, only the limbs will be purified that has been washed. So we get maximum benefit when we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And there's not much effort that it takes when you say, it's just that awareness. Bismillah, neither does it take a lot of time, nor does it you have to exert yourself. It's just that awareness. And if you do that, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a man recites Bismillah and makes wudu, when he washes his face, the minor sins committed through the face is washed away. We only see that it is clean, but we do not see what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. He said, I see that when you wash your face, the minor sins come by it. Or committed by it is washed away. When you wash your hands, the sins committed by them are washed away. When you wash your head, the sins by the head are washed away. And when you wipe your ears, your sins by the ears are washed away. And when you wash your feet, the sins to which your feet took you, Allah forgives them. And when a man completes his wudu, he is purified of sins. And something that we need to always add here is the major sins. Major sins are not forgiven without repentance. Similarly, violation of other human beings' rights, those that have been aggrieved, it cannot be forgiven without them pardoning you. Nevertheless, Allah forgives minor sins. The Quran says, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنَهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. If you shun the major sins which you are forbidden from, we shall acquit you of your evil deeds and shall admit you into a noble admittance. So the evil deeds are minor sins and the noble admittance is paradise. In al-hasanat yudhibna sayyat. That surely good deeds will drive away the evil deeds. For instance, if one commits a minor sin and makes wudu after that, then the sin is forgiven. When we walk towards the masjid for salah, then every step a minor sin is forgiven. And when you offer the salah, the minor sins are forgiven. Thus, when one takes Allah's name and make wudu, carrying out the command of Allah and the sunnah, practicing on the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then not only does one clean one's limbs, but also has his sins, the secret sins that were committed, it is wiped out. So wudu is instrumental in having our sins forgiven and also increasing that light in our heart. The advantage of wudu, or saying Bismillah, The hadith clearly states, كل أمر ذي بال لا يبدأ فيه ببسم الله فهو أقطع. Every important work of this world or the after, if not started or began with Bismillah, then it is incomplete. It is of no consequences in Allah's sight. If that very same work is done with reciting Bismillah, then Allah will bless the work. There will be blessings in our deen and our worldly affairs. So, why is it so? In fact, we do not see the difference in our worldly deeds, but Allah said that the task is incomplete. Sometimes Bismillah is given so much importance that a task without reciting it is disregarded. For example, if one intentionally does not recite Bismillah on slaughtering a lawful animal, on the face of it, there is no difference to the end result. Blood is shed in either case. However, we are told, وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا لَمْ يُذْكَرِ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَإِنَّهُ لَفِسْقٍ. And do not eat such flesh. It is sinful. So thus to eat such animal's flesh is sinful, as it is similar level as consuming wine, as consuming pork, as committing adultery. Only the name of Allah was not taken out. You may outwardly think that what difference does the name of Allah take? The fact is, Allah has called our attention, the attention of man, to the fact that by asking us to recite his name, we are to realize that the animal also has a life. It was created by Allah. This animal does not like to be wounded or slaughtered, as no living personhood, and it wants to live on. If man is subjected to such treatment, you will shout that is cruelty. Then why do you run the knife on the animal's creation, eat his flesh? Do you not realize that you slaughter it to satisfy your appetite? There can only be one reason that allowed this. The Creator has created the animal for another species of his creation. Allah has created the goat, the sheep, the ram, the cow, the camel, the chicken. And they are created for man. So man slaughters them every day and eats their flesh. And so no one regards it as being cruel, because this is a divine arrangement by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has granted us this. Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He is the one, Allah, who created for you all that is on the earth. So it is lawful for us to slaughter an animal and eat its flesh. However, we must confess, we must admit, we must proclaim that the name of Allah, and saying Bismillah, or Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, or Bismillah Allahu Akbar, when we slaughter the animal, is not a charm that you can cast, but it is a confession. You are confessing that Allah, the greatest, He is the one who determines the purpose for which the creation has been created. So now that I'm slaughtering this animal, I proclaim the name of Allah. The animal then becomes lawful. But if you neglect to take the name of Allah intentionally, then that animal is unlawful. So that is the power of Bismillah. We're showing you the power of Bismillah, that Bismillah is such power that by not saying it, an animal can be considered as not permissible. With regards to Bismillah, and the purpose behind it, Allah has given man supremacy over all animals, which He consigns to death. After all, what does man have that is more outstanding? You know, what is it? We live, we eat, they live, they eat, we're going to die, they die. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and man except for my worship. So hence, if man worships Allah, then indeed he is entitled to use other creations for his benefit. But if he does not fulfill the purpose for which he has been created, then he has no right to use the knife on another creation of Allah to use to satisfy his own appetite. When a person recites Bismillah before slaughtering an animal, he therefore admits to two things. He admits that Allah alone has made the animal lawful to him, otherwise he had no right to slaughter another living being, a lover being like him. And hence he acknowledged that I acknowledge the greatness of Allah and His wisdom and His complete power. What he also admits is that Allah has not made the animal lawful to him without reason. Allah has made it lawful to show him that man is created for a purpose which he has to fulfill. Thus, when you say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar before slaughtering the animal, you are actually acknowledging the two things. That is that I have a purpose for which I am in the world, and Allah has made lawful this animal when I fulfill my purpose. If we can only comprehend these two points and remember them throughout our life, it is sufficient to put us on the right path. So in short, what we've been talking about is the philosophy behind Bismillah and the power of Bismillah in terms of making something halal and rendering the very thing haram, that if it's not said purposefully. So anything done without taking the name of Allah will remain incomplete, defective, and this includes the wudu, and therefore we need to take the name of Allah with all our actions.